Wellies at the ready. Here at KIT Mauld, there are plants that like being dry. There are others that like being in the water permanently. And there are some fuss pots that only like getting their feet, oops, roots, wet from time to time. How can they all survive? Well, as the autumn rains arrive each year, the lake levels rise. Very often the water level rises to the extent that even this path is flooded. This makes it a no-go area for us. But from a wildlife perspective, the seasonal flooding is one of the most important events of the year. Under and in the water, there's a lot going on. Let's take the variable damselfly, for instance. Virtually all of a damselfly's life is spent underwater. First as an egg, then as a nymph, before it emerges as a gorgeous flying jewel. Sadly, they have a very short adult life. After being underwater for what can be a year, they are on the wing for a few weeks only. So if you see them flying, enjoy. The variable damselfly is scarce in the rest of the UK, but in a good year can be seen in its thousands here at KIT Mauld. And there is one here on this sculpture. Also carved here, down in the roots, is another VIP of the insect world, the rather funkily named two-tone reed beetle. This is the only place in Wales where it can be found. The inundated reed beds along the lake shore provide adult beetles with a perfect place to hibernate. So if you are here in winter and find the paths flooded, think about these little creatures wrapped in their cocoons, sleeping soundly out there in the flood waters.
If you would like to know more about this area, or would like to share your experience today, please visit our website. You will find the address on the front panel of this audio device.